This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. If you look at the collapse of societies, it often begins with the collapse of the rule of law. And that's what we're experiencing now in America, which has devolved into tribalism. The institutions that are supposed to follow the rule of law or their own internal code of ethics have instead abandoned it. The media, for example, is supposed to be fair and open reporting. It's just turned into a propaganda wing of the Democrat Party. The media has no credibility. Zero. There are no journalists in the mainstream media. None. Not a single one. And the way you know that, by the way, is there wasn't a single one who reported on the bombshell findings that were broadcast by Project Veritas of the whistleblower from Google, blowing the whistle on the fact that Google is knowingly and deliberately meddling in elections, which is it's a felony crime. Not a single reporter in America from the mainstream media reported on that, because journalism is dead. The tech giants themselves are just tribes. They don't respect their own user agreements. They don't respect the law as it comes to Section 230 of the CDA. They don't abide by that law. They don't abide by any law. The tech giants assert their power because they can. They're all bullies. They're just gangs. They're tribes. Look at police departments across America. Police departments, many of them abuse their power because they can get away with it. Illegal searches and seizures, grotesque cavity searches as a way to punish people that they don't like. They get away with it all the time in certain places. Now, sheriff's departments are better off, but police, city police departments, especially in big liberal cities, tend to be incredibly corrupt. Look at the court system. Does the court system dish out justice? No. The court system is a joke. There's no justice to be found in the system of justice in America. And for 2 years, Jeff Sessions headed up the Department of Justice and hid from justice. He fled justice. He refused to assert anything even resembling justice. He stood back and let the President of the United States of America be subjected to an attempted political coup that was illegal, a massive conspiracy of collusion, criminality, and treason. And Jeff Sessions just stood by and did nothing. Not a single thing. Didn't lift a finger. What a disgrace. But it's just another example. You think of any institution, the medical system, supposed to be the first rule, do no harm, right? What do? They harm people all the time. Their medicines are toxic. Their vaccines are toxic. Their surgical procedures don't work most of the time. It's a toxic industry rooted in deception and false diagnosis. And that's the way the industry operates, because it's a tribe. The medical industry has no ethics and no morals, and the doctors operating within that system are part of a system that exploits human suffering for corporate profit. And they don't speak out against it. Everywhere you turn in society, it's a tribe. It's a system. Whether it's the corrupt city council in your small town, every city council is corrupt. It's almost a rule. It's almost a given. Or the former congressman who becomes a lobbyist and gets paid by corporations to push laws that are disadvantageous to the American people. This is what happens all across America. Hundreds of former members of Congress become lobbyists and get paid to push poisons and GMOs and vaccines and pharmaceuticals and 5G networks and everything that is murdering our people across America. There is no rule of law remaining. And it's obvious when the criminals who took part in the Russia collusion conspiracy to try to overthrow Trump, James Comey, Robert Mueller himself, John Brennan, James Clapper, Loretta Lynch, Barack Obama, not one of these people has been arrested, because America has devolved into lawlessness. The rule of law is gone. And we've really arrived at the point where anybody who dares to follow the rule of law appears to be at a major disadvantage in society because everybody else is just lying, cheating, stealing, defrauding, committing crimes, bullying, using brute force, doing all these things to get their way. And yet those of us who try to follow the rules and try to be ethical and try to have morals and treat people right, we are punished, we are censored, we are slandered, we are smeared. If you take a stand for humanity and you stand against the poisoning of children with ADHD drugs or chemotherapy or toxic vaccines, if you take a stand against the mutilation of unborn babies via abortion, you will be attacked and smeared and blacklisted and censored, slandered, economically sabotaged. Every bad thing will happen to you. You'll be death threatened and doxxed and stalked. That's what happens in America if you speak for the innocent. But if you are willing to give in and push vaccines and GMOs and pharmaceuticals and weed killer in the food, if you're willing to murder your children and celebrate it in the name of abortion and women's reproductive health, you will be applauded. Your voice will be respected. Your channel will be lifted to the top of the search engine results because you are the kind of mass murderer that the system wants to reinforce. Because the system does not want anyone who follows the rules, follows the law, and demonstrates ethics. Because that would make everybody else look bad, wouldn't it? They need more people who are demons. They need more people who are fraudsters and rule breakers, because that's what they are, the establishment. They're sickos and psychos, criminals and cons. That's who they are. And that's who they want surrounding them, because they know those people can be compromised. They know how easy it is to sway people when those people are corrupt. They can buy them off, they can threaten to blackmail them, they can appeal to their evil nature. They can do all kinds of things to control those who are willing to compromise. What they can't control is someone who's willing to stand their ground. And that's why those people have to be destroyed by the system through grave injustice, which is what every system of society has become. From your local county code enforcers to, I don't know, the contractor you hired to put a deck on the back of your house. You notice that everybody's dishonest. Everybody's a cheat. The products you buy from the corporations, they don't do what they claim they're going to do. They're not honest. The labeling is deceptive, but it's all by design. Because there's almost no institution left in society that has any morals or ethics whatsoever. Not even most churches. Most churches have already given in. They've already joined the globalists. I heard the other day, Joel Osteen was out there celebrating transgenderism, joined some big transgender party, because the church in America today is all about pedophilia, child mutilations, and indoctrination of innocent children with sexual perversion and pedophilia. It's insane. That's what the pop culture church has become. Not the real church, obviously, but the pop culture distortions of what the church is supposed to be. There's nothing left to believe in, my friends, except God himself. There's nothing on earth to believe in. There is no institution, there is no group, there is no person, it seems. Maybe you can find a few. I guess I still know a few that I can trust. But by and large, Earth and all its institutions and all its people and social groups and corporations and government entities have all collapsed into sheer lawlessness. And there is no longer any reason to pay any of them one iota of respect. They don't deserve it because they have nothing. They have no principles. They abide by no rules and they respect no laws. That's where we are in society today. And this is what leads to the rapid accelerating downfall of societies. I've got a website that covers this. Read it. It's called collapse.news. Collapse.news. And of course, you can read my main website, naturalnews.com or newstarget.com. And check out our new improved Brighteon.com, the video free speech website, alternative to YouTube. A lot of new features are coming. And we've just switched over to our new infrastructure. So we are more censorship resistant now. So join me in expressing your true speech, your free speech, on Brighteon.com. Thanks for listening. Most of the vitamin C available on the market today is made from genetically modified corn. If you want non-GMO vitamin C, get it from the Health Ranger store. We are certified non-GMO, lab-tested for heavy metals, glyphosate, microbiology, and a lot more. Check out our non-GMO vitamin C at healthrangerstore.com.